You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the 2025 Tier 3 Hockey U18 Provincial Championships are being held right now in Smithers this year, and the town is abuzz with hockey fever. I caught up with the action Tuesday night at the Smithers Civic Arena when the U18 Smithers Storm took on the Dawson Creek Canucks. Here at the Smithers Civic Arena, it's packed right now, the fullest it's been so far during the tournament. This game is looking very fast. It's a tough game, lots of hits, very physical game going on right now. We're watching from the southern bleachers in the old wooden hangar, the barn, as it's known here in Smithers. Both teams are just gunning for the puck right now, playing very hard. Quite a few penalties as well, but it's pretty equal out there. Smithers just can't catch a break. Lots of bounces not going their way, but they're working pretty hard out there. Towards the end of the first, Smithers scores to tie it up 1-1. But halfway through the second period, it was pretty clear that the Canucks were well on their way to a 5-1 victory. I spoke with Smithers Storm captain Caden Wesley following the game.
My name's Caden Wesley. I'm from Hazleton, playing for Smithers.
Caden, it was a little bit of a tough game there. Tell me about what kind of happened.
I don't know. The boys played hard. Good forecheck. We're all over them lots, but just bad puck luck, couple posts, lots of crossbars, good chances, just didn't go our way.
How many games is this for you guys now in the tournament?
We played 3 games and one more tomorrow.
How have you guys been doing, and what do you need to do going into your next game?
We haven't been doing the best. I mean, we're 0-3, but I think we just got to mentally prepare better. I mean, we can't give up. We got one game. It's got to give it our all tomorrow.
There was a couple of synergies there. You guys got one goal, and it was pretty fast. What have you guys been working on? This is a pretty big tournament for you, being the home team.
Yeah, practice, we've just lots of intensity, like good battle drills, like we're just skating and getting in good shape and, yeah, just preparing the best we can.
It was told to me that, you guys are U18, so for some of you it's the last year. How do you feel about that? Where's the team going right now, and kind of how deep is your bench?
We're pretty good. We got probably almost half team third years all going out, but we're not going to go out easy. And first and second years coming up, I mean, we've had good leadership on the team and good role models, so they'll be coming up, and hopefully they do good next year and in the upcoming years.
For yourself, you know, you're the captain of the team. What kind of leadership do you feel that you need to kind of put in?
Good motivation, energy. You can't get down. Like, when we go down a goal or two, we got to pick it up and, like, just good energy, good role model, stay out of the bad stuff, no penalties, you know.
Just the last thing for you, Caden, you know, what's one of the highlights over this time with your team? This is the U18, so there's 10 teams, including yourselves, from across the province. What's one of the highlights so far from the tournament or from this past season?
Personally, I think the crowd we've had, like, we don't normally have huge crowds. It's amazing to see the community come together, and, like, even when we're not doing the greatest, they all still come here and support us and cheer us on, and the boys are loving it, and yeah, we're doing the best we can.
Right on, Caden. Good luck in your next game.
Thank you.
Alonzo Slaney, head coach for Smithers Storm.
After the last 2 games, we had kids battling pretty hard, but today all the kids kind of stepped up. We battled hard. We had a few posts. you know, got in some little bit of penalty trouble. We battled through that again. You know, a couple tough losses yesterday, even one today, but you know, the kids battled together. Great bunch of kids, you know. The parents did an amazing job putting this tournament on. So much support for those guys. Wouldn't happen if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, it seemed the boys were fighting pretty hard there and just not getting the bounces. You know, there was some synergies when they popped one in there, and they were just kind of driving pretty hard there in the last, you know, the last period. What have you guys been kind of working on this past season to make it this far?
You know, we have kids from Hazleton, Whitsett, Houston, Smithers. You know, just trying to gel and, you know what, like, make everybody be a part of a team. And, you know, we've got that way. We came from, you know, struggling at the start of the year and growing as a team and individuals in here. And I'm super proud of these kids. And, you know, tomorrow we got one more game, and we're hoping to pull out a big W for all the people around, the fans and the parents. So,
who are you playing tomorrow?
We play Powell River tomorrow.
Alonzo, you know, this is U18. Some of these guys are moving on after this. Few are sticking around. But you've probably watched them kind of grow up over the last number of years, getting to this point at U18. You know, what's some of the highlights and some of the things that you see coaching these boys and seeing them grow up playing Smithers Minor Hockey?
I think a lot of it is the leadership. You know, everybody's open in. We have a couple U15 kids that coming up to help us out, and they're welcome with open arms from the team. We have a great captain with Caden Wesley. He's open arms with those kids. He's a true leader, and he makes the dressing room a good, positive place for the team. And you know what? At the end of the day, we just hope to have good, strong, you know, human beings to help society out, and we have that in our dressing room, so I'm super proud of these kids.
Awesome. So the last thing for Alonzo, tomorrow you got one more game. What are you guys doing? What were you talking about in the dressing room to get prepared for tomorrow's game?
We just talked a little bit about you know, some of the third years. It could be their last game, and you know, the best way to end it is to work hard and battle through a game and win one for the boys, and you know, everybody have a great time. And you know what, as the third years go on, they're making room for the younger kids, and everybody develops and everybody moves forward. So we need a big win tomorrow and, you know, get this place rocking.
Awesome. Alonzo, thanks so much, man.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
The U18 Provincials is a huge undertaking to organize. 10 teams from across the province descended on Smithers, booking up all the hotels in town and then some. A team of Smithers minor hockey parents rallied to pull it all together. Alicia Tuschutz is one of those parents.
I am the team. I'm a team mom, so I help the team manager.
Great. Right now, we're kind of in the throes of a game here. They're down a couple of goals, but I want to ask you, this is a pretty big event. This is the U18 Provincials here in Smithers for the week. You're a big part of organizing, the organizing team. What kind of went into making this happen here? This is not a small tournament. Tell me a little about the participants, how many teams, and what it took to organize this.
It takes the army for sure. We have really, really good support from the local community with all our sponsorship. Everything was donated by a lot of local businesses. We did get a grant from BC Hockey, which is always a great asset. And there's 10 teams, including us. So we had our banquet the other night, and there was about 250 people there, with between kids and managers and coaches, held at the Prestige Lodge. And we have a great team of moms that just come together and want to help out.
What does it mean to be a hockey mom in this day and age? I mean, I come from a hockey family, a longtime hockey family. What does it mean to be a hockey mom and to pull this off? Because this is a big event for a small town like Smithers.
Yeah. It's stressful. They say it's like running a marathon. Your heart rate's over 100 when your kids are on the ice. You're scared they're going to do good, or you hope they do good, and then you're scared that they're going to get hurt. But I wouldn't change it for the world. It's my kids' last year. I have another one that has 3 more years, but yeah, it's sad, bittersweet, but maybe I can actually go on vacation now.
No doubt. Tell me a little about the games that's been going on this last couple of days. I know there's still a few more days to go into the weekend, but you know, what's kind of the atmosphere being here, spending all your time this week, I bet, being here at the arena to make this happen. So what's kind of, explain the atmosphere to me. What's been going on here at the Civic Center?
Everybody's pretty appreciative. The kids have been great. I've time kept quite a few games and the kids have been very respectful. And I mean, the fans, like this is the fullest I've seen this in many years. So it brings the community together and just the atmosphere is great.
What are some of the teams? You said there's 10 of them, including Smithers Storm. What are some of the other teams from around the province that showed up?
There is everywhere from Whitehorse to Castlegar. We have Dawson Creek, Whistler, South Okanagan, Powell River, Quesnel, Terrace, and Mission.
Obviously, for a small town, this is a little bit of a boost to our economy even. Tell me a little bit about what you guys had to do to make sure that there was enough hotels, that the restaurants had some notice.
We did nail down some hotel rooms. I have heard that a couple teams had to conquer and separate. A lot of BRBs, and I know someone staying out at Banner Mountain Lodge as a team. We made sure that everybody had a spot to sleep and stay, but it's a little hard in a smaller town for sure.
You mentioned that you know, this is the last year for your older boy, but you have another one still in the mix for a few more years. You know, what is it like to do this, to be part of a hockey team, a hockey family? You know, what's one of the highlights? What's one of the things that gets you excited?
When you're winning and your kid scores goals. And just when the team works together and to see these boys grow from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, that's the highlight. And just the hockey family that you live with pretty much every weekend, every day. I come to watch practice just to hang out with the other moms.
That was Alicia Deschutes, hockey mom for the U18 Smithers Storm. You can catch the U18 Provincial Championship action right now at the Smithers Civic Arena. And don't forget that the gold medal game is Friday at 12 p.m. at the Smithers Civic Arena. Coming up next on CICK News, Pam Hassan dives into Neurodiversity Celebration Week.
In the Smithers Chamber of Commerce building on Tuesday, March 18th, a small group gathered for a bracelet-making workshop to celebrate Neurodiversity Week. Neurodiversity Celebration Week began in the UK back in 2018 by a teenager who saw a gap in community gatherings and wanted to create events that were aimed to people who experienced neurodiversity. So what is neurodiversity? Well, depending on how our brains are wired, we think, move, and process information and communicate in different ways. Many people in our community use neurodiversity as an umbrella term used to describe alternative thinking styles such as dyslexia, autism, and ADHD. Approximately 15 to 20% of the population has a neurological difference, and instead of labeling people with deficits or disorders, when we use the term neurodiversity, we take a balanced view of an individual's unique strengths and challenges. So I sat down at a table and enjoyed a little bit of company while keeping my hands busy making bracelets that are going to go back out into the community.
I feel amazing. I'm really excited to do something with my hands. It helps me in the middle of the workday, and the fact that these are being given out to people in the community members puts a double smile on my face.
Hi, I'm Lisa Kodu, and I'm with Brainbow Accessories here in Smithers.
We're here today at the Smithers Chamber of Commerce building for a bracelet making workshop. Can we start there, and can you explain why this feels like a good activity for Neurodiversity Awareness Week?
It's part of what's called the Love Heals Project, which is a grassroots initiative also between Brainbow and the Edge Learning Center. And the idea is just to spread some kindness in the community, where we get together and we make bracelets with meaningful messages. The intent is to bring people together in a very inclusive space. Mm-hmm. And the bracelets that we make today, everyone will go home with one, and the others that we make will pool and then gift out in the community at upcoming community events. So as part of Neurodiversity Week, it's really just about bringing people together in a space to just build that awareness about neurodiversity and mental health in a way where it's not, we're really trying to lean into the celebratory part where we're doing fun things together rather than it being a one-way information flow. This is just something we're open to feedback. By no means are all of these activities going to be inclusive for everyone. But the intent is to just appeal to bringing people together in a space that's like explicitly about neurodivergence and as much as we can accommodating those different needs.
So can I ask you to let me know some of the events that are coming up?
Okay. So on Thursday, we have Julie Chaplin, who's an art therapist in town, and Tashi Newman, who has an ADHD coaching business. They're running some fun workshops for kids, making fidgets. So there is a cost and a registration for those two activities. That's at the Edge Learning Center on Thursday in the morning and afternoon. The Child Development Center is hosting what they call a stay and play for kids up to age 6 and obviously for parents. And they're doing like a sensory fidget bottle make and take activity and just a chance for parents to connect and network together. On Friday, Brainbow is hosting a free bookmark making workshop. It's a beat a bookmark. And Autism BC is sponsoring that. So it's free. You've got to register with Autism BC. So that's another fun activity. Immediately following that is a book reading by a local author and art therapist, Julie, who I mentioned. So she's self-published a couple of books, so she's going to be doing a reading and then an art activity for kids. So that's on Friday. And on Saturday, March 22nd, is the Color Vibe Silent Disco. So that's like the penultimate activity, bringing together people. And a silent disco is basically where there's headphones. Those are provided, and there's three different DJs. And so you can tune in to the different channels, whichever one is suiting your vibe. And the room is quiet, right? Because everyone's listening to the music on their headphones. So that's happening at the Old Church, 7 to 11 p.m., and tickets are $20 for that.
Thank you to Sheena at the Chamber of Commerce and Lisa Kodu from Brainbow for facilitating this workshop.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.